it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's move on from running backs. I wanted to take the time to pat myself on the back because I feel like I was right about Matt Nagy, but it's okay. If you guys don't want to admit it, that's perfectly fine. Rob, I do want to talk about this Joshua Simmons thing. Am I the only one that feels, I don't know, something's going on. I don't know what it is that could be potentially going on, but the wording around it, to me, just sounds a little funny. So for those of you that missed a tweet yesterday, so we find out that Joshua Simmons is out for personal reasons. I don't know what those personal reasons are. You don't really have to explain to us what the personal reasons are. It's perfectly fine. I don't know if it's a death in the family. I don't know if you're having a kid. I don't know. Again, it's not my business. And I imagine at some point they will tell us what happened with Joshua Simmons because that's also how the NFL works. So that was the original. We all found out at the same time that Joshua Simmons wasn't going to play. That's not the story to me. That's not the news. It was the follow-up tweet. And the follow-up tweet was essentially that it was some confusion because everybody in the front office wasn't made aware of this. I'm thinking to myself as I'm reading this, I mean, there's only three people that need to know originally. And I'm guessing if those three people know about it, they then communicate that to everybody else. The only three people that need to know, whatever the personal reason is, Clark Hunt, he's the one that signs the checks. Brett Veach, he's in charge of player management, control, all of those things, and the head coach of the team. I don't think that Josh Simmons needs to go up to Andy Heck and communicate that, or Matt Nagy. I think that Josh Simmons needs to tell one of those three people what it is, and then one of those three people communicates with the other two people, and everybody is on the same page. I don't think that happened. Because the fact that they would include that when there was really no reason to, oh, there's some confusion inside the Chiefs front office on where Josh Simmons is or what happened, makes me feel like something happened. Either he said he was supposed to come back at a certain time and he didn't come back at a certain time, or he communicated real late that I'm not going to play in the game and they kind of have a protocol that needs to happen. But I do think it was pretty noticeable that this was included in the reporting of this, because that's usually not how we talk about players that are going to miss games. It's not an injury, not a suspension, at least not to our understanding. It sounds like something happened, and it just doesn't sound like Josh Simmons went through the proper protocol in terms of notifying his employers on what was the plan and what was happening.
It feels odd. And again, maybe we'll find out the personal reasons. I bet we do. And maybe it's something happened in his life and it happened very fast and he didn't have time to communicate and he's had to go take care of business. I do not want to speculate on what is happening in his life. I hope everything's okay. But the phrasing there is odd, that someone was a little left out of the loop. And I would say from post-game quotes last night and from listening to Andy Reid today, it wouldn't shock me if Andy Reid was the one out of the loop, because he doesn't seem, either he's intentionally not talking about it because personal reasons, and that's fine, or he's finding out about the same timeline we are.
I know, but I guess I'm saying is I'm fine if you don't tell Andy Reid this. Like, I'm fine. I'm saying is if you're Josh Simmons and you go to the owner, hey, I need to talk to you. Hey, you know what? This is happening. I'm not going to be able to be here. And then you go. I then think it's Clark Hunt's job to then notify the people, hey, this is the conversation that I had with so-and-so.
But you disagree.
It doesn't sound like that happened with anybody. That's why I'm saying is, I think you got to talk to any of those three people. I think if you go to Brett Veach and you tell him that you're not going to be here for this reason, Veach and Reid got a relationship that you were going to talk to these people and communicate what happens. So there was some breakdown and some communication at some point. You didn't talk to the people that you needed to talk to and you just was off doing your own thing.
Let me ask you this. So you have all three of those people in the hierarchy at the same level, because I would say for a game day situation, not an off the field situation, not a hey, it's July and I'm at a party and something bad happened, I'm talking about I might miss a game October 12th. I don't think you can skip the line. I think there's one person you tell.
You gotta go
person,
to Andy
Reid. For a game, Andy Reid's the person, because if Brett Veach sitting in the box being like, wait a second, where's Josh Simmons? If Clark Hunt is walking around, you know, talking to fans and finds out about Josh Simmons, obviously not great. But if Andy knows, you're good. Because then Andy, well, like I saw in the Kingdom, they had that little powwow after games. If he says, hey, Josh came to me, blank thing is happening in his life. He had to go. We knew about it. We were prepared. I started focusing on coaching my team. I couldn't tell you guys. I'm sorry. That's life. Like, that's how it should work to me. The coach should know. Based on Andy's postgame, you know, and his press conference today, it didn't sound like he was the one who was in the know.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's a very, very fair stance. The Chiefs are being, understandably, mum's the word about it. I don't know what the personal issue is. I have absolutely no clue what the personal issue is. But if it's a personal issue, if you can decide when you want to share your personal issue with the rest of us. Maybe we find out. I'm just going to guess we find out because it's the National Football League and people talk. And eventually, I think either at some point, I think either Josh Simmons tells us or somebody reports the personal issue. Like, that's just how this works. Now you got people trying to figure out what that thing is. So we will all probably find out in real time. I guess I would now communicate to Josh Simmons as a young guy, and I get it. We've all been in this situation. I would call Andy. I would just call him. I'd call Brett. I'd call Clark. And I just make sure you're a young guy. These things happen. I would just make sure that you are on the same page with them. They don't need to be on your page. You need to be on the same page as those three individuals. And as long as you're on their page, I think for the most part, you are going to be okay. Rob, can we take a small detour away from football? I promise you we'll come back here. We got Mitch Holtz coming up in about 20 minutes, so I don't want you guys to panic that I want to talk something non-football for just a little bit.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.